Now to our final batch of stories. Winter care packs are available to people living in need in Norwich. More speed cameras are catching rule-breaking drivers, and work begins to clear the site of a former shoe factory.
Norwich households can access winter care packs to help them stay warm this winter. The Caden Foundation's annual Winter Warmer campaign, in partnership with community action charity Groundwork, will see almost 5,000 winter packs distributed across the UK to people in need by March. The packs, distributed as an emergency intervention, are given to those most in need across Cadence network, which includes Norwich. They contain essential items such as hot water bottles, gloves, scarves, hats and blankets, designed to help households endure the colder months. The items will be distributed by Groundwork from their community hubs, as well as partnerships with food banks and other support services across the east of England. Now in its fifth year, the Winter Warmer campaign has provided essential supplies to approximately 20,000 people across the UK, with the Caden Foundation donating more than £800,000 worth of items.
A Norwich man, already disqualified from driving, was arrested, charged, sentenced and jailed within 15 hours of being caught drink driving on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, police officers spotted a Volvo pull out of Wilberforce Road in Norwich at speed, narrowly avoiding a vehicle travelling in the opposite direction. After being spotted, the driver, Wayne Gould of Barnard's Yard in Norwich, provided a positive roadside breath test. Driving licence checks revealed Gould had been disqualified from driving in November 2024 for other driving offences and therefore had no valid insurance. The 34-year-old was arrested and taken to Wyndham Police Station for questioning. At the station, Gould failed to provide an evidential breath sample and was charged with failing to provide driving while disqualified and driving with no insurance. He was remanded in custody and appeared at Norwich Magistrates Court later that day on December the 24th. Gould was sentenced to 16 weeks in prison, disqualified from driving for a further 36 months and ordered to pay £154 victim surcharge.
Three new roadside surveillance cameras are catching drivers breaking traffic rules in Norfolk, with a further seven to follow in 2025. Norfolk County Council is installing the devices to spot motorists committing moving traffic offences, such as ignoring bans on turning and going into bus lanes. Drivers caught by the cameras, which automatically record number plates, will be slapped with fines up to £70. However, for the first 6 months, warning notices rather than fines will be issued to first-time offenders. Cameras covering bus lanes and bus gates at Thorpe Road in Norwich and Overstrand Road in Cromer went live in December. Another camera on the bus gate at Whitehorse Lane in Trouse was switched on the previous month. And following consultation, the council is preparing to install more cameras in spring 2025.
City Hall is urging people living in Norwich to let it know what services matter the most to them as it sets out its budget for the next year. The authority has £100 million in funds to spend and is asking city folk and businesses to to give their opinions on where the money should be spent. The budget covers vital services like bin collections, street cleaning, and park upkeep. Mike Stonard, leader of the Labour City Council, said, "We're proposing ways to balance the books that would mean continued investment in the things you've told us matter most. The proposals would also allow us to continue offering extra support to those with the most need and prevent us from making any cuts to vital services. It's important we hear from the people of Norwich on this to make sure we have listened and got this right. The budget consultation will remain open until January the 12th, and once it closes, the feedback will be published in a report that will be presented at a full council meeting in early February."
Work has begun turning a former shoe factory site on the city's north side into a £3 million housing development. 12 new apartments and 6 bungalows will be built in Norwich's Mousehold Lane for people who need extra support to live independently. The scheme follows the construction and opening of Mousehold View Care Home at the same site, previously home to the Startright shoe factory, which was destroyed by fire in 2004 and demolished in 2005. Developer Golden Lane Housing is due to lay the groundwork for the complex early this year, which will be used to house adults with learning disabilities, autistic people, and those with physical disabilities when complete.